Hit it.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late. Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah, why not? Thanks, Elgin. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida here at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's Tuesday, October 9th, and I'm joined by Danny the Jew.
Shalom, everybody.
And guest co-host today, Dan Casso.
The Aryan.
The Aryan.
He's really pushing that. He said it on the on the soft intro,
I'm
too.
Keep pushing it.
He's really pushing. He said it on the soft intro, too, and I let it go, and then he said it again. And I'm looking at him. He's like literally looks like one
he
of
looks
Hitler's
like a
youth.
Boy from Brazil.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? He's this Aryan race kid.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
You know, and I got to tell this kid. I mean, this kid's, I mean, how old are you, dude?
Almost 27.
All right, young guy. You know, I'm looking for a photo on his Facebook to put on the flyer for the show. And the guy's like, I'm a fucking Donis. I'm like,
it's ridiculous. You don't want to put a guy.
I was about to eat a fucking chocolate. I'm like, well, no, I can't eat that.
It's bullshit because I'm like, Elgin's already like 10 years younger than me. And handsome and it looks like a little kid.
Right.
And then you literally brought in one of Hitler's youth.
I know.
Like he's on the poster. Yep. He was on the poster.
He was He's the one. Exactly.
Dude, I did one of my podcasts and I had a guy sit in and he was just. My podcast, my brother was on my podcast sometimes, my buddy Sam, a bunch of Jewish guys that I grew up with kind of, right? And it wasn't about that, but the guy's sitting in there and I go, we got a handsome, and we weren't doing video at the time. I go, what a handsome guy we got in the studio. I go, you know what? How do I describe him? He's Aryan handsome. Yeah. That's
well,
how
geez,
I would describe him.
You know, as a Jewish guy, yeah, you're exactly. Not going to go right to that.
Yeah.
So then you have a reason to hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? There's no homo. Right. Like, no homo in there. No. You're not worried about that.
No, that and the swastika tattoo, but you guys can't see that.
He's hiding that shit. Thank you, Kimmy, for the soundtrack. That's Elgin David, by the way. Anyway, dude, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks
now,
for having me.
Now, you know, yesterday on the show, we had an open micer, some poser. I think his name is John Jenkins. I don't know. They call him JJ. He's a new kid to the block. You know what I mean? Okay, you listen, kids coming up, great.
Yeah. Was that a tough nickname to come up with, guys?
Yeah. I think that's what they call him.
Yeah. He's a real Donnie Wahlberg, that one.
Yeah, that guy. Now, that guy's got talent, at least. Now, listen, you know, and the guy, we were talking yesterday, for those of you who weren't here yesterday, we were talking about how presidents spend money, you know, Trump with the golfing and the fucking security details. And I'm like, that's what presidents do, like Obama when he went on vacation to Spain. It was a big write-up of how he spent like $500 million on some week in the Catalan and the Costa del Sol, wherever he went. And, you know, that's...
Oh, yeah, Dan, Dougie's not Italian. I know he seems like it. He's actually Spanish. That's why that sounded so good.
Yeah, that's why that's why the accent was
Well put. In.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and this guy, I guess he started listening at that point. So he called me racist and this and that. I'm like, what the fuck? And then he started dissing the podcast. And I'm thinking, listen, I don't care if somebody, if you don't like, listen, this isn't, you know what I mean? It's not like we have thousands of dollars of production here. You know, and this is, whatever, that's fine, you know.
Hey, maybe a thousand.
Yeah, you even think about the mics and everything. Right? There's about $1,000 in this thing. So, but thanks. Yeah, and you know, okay, that's one thing. I don't care. I'm a comic. If people say shit, I don't care. Listen, I am of the belief that if you expect everybody to like you, then you're in the... then that's impossible, right?
Run like hell from anything involving funny if you want everybody to like
you. There's not one group of people on this earth that everyone likes.
Of course.
Right? There's people that hate the Jews, don't like the Jews.
Well, no, there's everybody hates the Jews. Let's just get that
even
out of the
Jews
way.
Hate the Jews can't stand maybe the Jews. That's fine.
Yes, you're right, people like white
people don't like white people. People like black people don't like black people. Like gay people don't like gay people. Right? There's not any one group of people that everybody says we love those people. Right? So that's the way it is. Now, understand something. Like I said, I can give a fuck less. Okay? Now, if the guy who runs iHeartRadio was to tell me this podcast suck, I would be a little upset. You know, I'd be like, oh, man, you know what I mean? And I'd be like, and then the next thing I would be is like, well, what can I do to make it better? Right? I would take it as constructive criticism.
Oh, boy.
Right? I would respect this person's opinion. Right? If a radio person told me that, you know, if Howard Stern watched this and go, what a piece of shit, I'd probably be upset and I'd feel down about that. Right?
Yeah.
But when some guy who just started in comedy, you know, is going to diss this show, it's like, well, the fuck, dude, what do you do? You know, where's your podcast? What, you know, it's like a joke. Like this is a hater. This is somebody just being a douchebag. So, all right. So then he calls me racist, which is another thing. So that's
By the way, we've had Chris Priester sitting here, who's a black gentleman.
I tour with Chris. We have called the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour.
Right. But by
the
way,
that's like saying I got a black friend.
Of course.
But
that's the only reason I'm here. So, right. But we're too close to Boca for him not to have a Jew on the stage. But, he would agree with you if you said, first off, what you said was Obama did it too. Yes, Trump. You're not saying Trump didn't do it or Trump's better than Obama. It just doesn't make any sense.
Just pointing out counterpoint, point, counterpoint, bringing stuff up in a discussion, which if you ran a podcast or you had something, you would understand that that's what dialogue's about. But, you know, again, this is just some pompous little schmuck that thinks he's all that.
Now, listen,
when you go to the when you do open mics at the Improv, okay, and people laugh. Understand, that's like people cheering at a Special Olympics event. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they're expected to at that moment.
Course.
So give yourself a pat on the back. But when you've performed in 40 different states, and that material has been then maybe you should be a little more confident about your act.
Look, we've all done the new faces, the open mic things at the Improv. Those shows are great, but people are there to laugh. Go do open mic a Tuesday night. At Scumbuckets. Exactly.
Go eat a dick at Swampgrass.
Yeah, right. go to Swampgrass Willie's.
Go to Marine 84
on Tuesday.
Let's see how well you do out
right.
there.
Right. And what's the goal? First off, what's the goal?
My first impression was this is a guy who's just trying to get in the scene and try to fuck with somebody.
Well, and you pick, look, what you know, in every prison movie, what do they say? You go to prison, pick the biggest guy in the room and punch him in the face.
Yeah, that may be his theory. That may be his background of what he's going to try to do.
Although, from the things that I am hearing off the air that he said in the text, he doesn't seem to be that clever. That would be a clever thing to do.
Well, yeah, that's what I keep thinking about is like, anywhere in the midst of this, is he being really funny?
No, he's not. There's no funny about it. He shared our video and he asked his 150 friends or so he has that. He goes, everybody watch his podcast and tell me what you think about it because I'm thinking about starting my own podcast. And the guy thinks that if somebody goes in there and one of his friends, it sucks, whatever, like it matters. You know what I mean? And then whatever. So I have no idea. Like I said, now here's the problem. Like I basically ignore the guy and I just block the guy. I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? So, and then the guy posts, this guy blocked me, so I unblocked them. And then I said, look here, buddy. You know what I mean? I don't know if you get this, but, you know, I've been at this for a while. You know, I book shows. You know, we have venues I book and stuff like that. So you're really kind of digging yourself a hole. Matter of fact, I'm going to say goodbye now from the other side of the burnt bridge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what, you don't do that. You don't go after, that's one thing. You don't go after somebody who books shows and who can actually give you a thumbs up. Like, I'll tell you this, I hate to say this, but there have been schmucks in the past that have fucked with me and they were just assholes. I won't mention the Moon Pie's name, but but the guy, you know, here's a guy that was, he was working hard, he was trying to get ahead, and then a comedy booker from an agency actually called me at one point and says, what do you think of this guy? And I didn't say he sucks, I didn't say any of this stuff, I said, I can't give that guy a thumbs up. And that was it.
Right.
I can't give the guy a thumbs up. And somebody said, well, that's mean, you're, no. If you're going to fucking talk shit and you're going to post stuff on social media about me and try to attack my character and try to do all this shit, and then knowing that, hey, if I was to beat your ass to a pulp, if I just walked up to you at a fucking at a show and I just fucking destroyed you, right, then I had to worry about, you know, all kinds of other shit.
For all of JJ's friends listening, Dougie was a competitive mixed martial arts fighter and an expert in mixed martial arts. So, like, in terms of, like, you just, like, it's all stupid, but like... Right, I just wanted to add that in to all his friends.
Well, thanks.
When you bring up fighting,
and that was it. I mean, so that was it. Now this, you know, again, no, I didn't tell the guy how to act. You know, I'm going to tell you as a person myself, I know some of the rules of getting ahead in life is respect your elders, respect those who have been doing it longer. Right, you don't go in there and walk in like some asshole going, "Fuck you, I'm the best, I'm this shit, you guys ain't shit," and this and that. You can listen. I've seen a dozen of these people show up in our scene, and they're gone. They're working for Uber now or Lyft. Right. You know what I mean? They're doing something else. They're not comics, and they're not in that position because I fucking pushed them down. They did it to themselves. Just understand something that's the criteria I have for myself. And you know what? You're fucking never going to work for me. I mean, that's for sure. And do I hope that you're just an asshole? There's too many other people that are deserving.
Well, look how many people are out there, and how many people come out of how many people be out of that tonight? 25 people try to do time. Just so you know, in any other market, you're not even getting up.
Yeah,
you 25 people. You're 25th on the list in New York. Go home, or just watch comedy, or hope a bunch of people leave. But the point being, like, you don't come out into something, especially something like stand up comedy, where man. I hear people all the time, people will ask me about some of the younger comedians, because I'm still new, but right. I'm a bit older. How do you get on shows? What do you? And I go, well, I don't know. You just, I don't, I've
don't
never,
be,
a, I've
don't
never,
be an asshole. Well, what That's I've like never, the best you could do sometimes.
Dan, it's the greatest advice ever, because I've never asked, I said, I don't know, actually. I've never asked to be on a show, because I think if somebody
well,
wants
you. You brought up a good question. How do you get work? How do you get work? Because I've had people say to me, how can I get on your show? Here's what you don't do. You don't go up to me at a show and go, so when are you going to book me for one of your fucking shows? That ain't going to work. A comic did that to me once.
Which
I'm like,
I know has happened. I've
hey,
heard
listen,
people. People have...
hey, listen, Brick, where can I get on your fucking
Wait,
show?
Wait, I've done, I've booked.
Hey, four... listen here, you racist cocksucker.
Dougie, I've only done four of my own shows, like four shows where I booked.
Yeah.
And I have people come up to me going, what the hell, man? How am I getting on your show? I go, first off, there's a million fucking comedians down here. Yeah. And secondly, like, you don't walk up and go, hey, man.
Yeah. You got to first. Here's the advice: you got to be good, you got to be professional, right? That's simple. That's simple. That's it. I mean, here's a great example of that. Before I knew you, right? I saw you, and eventually I went up to you and I gave you a tag or something.
Yep.
And I said, "Look, why? Because I see he's working hard. I could tell he's serious. He's a good dude. He's working hard." And I gave him a tag. I did that with you at something.
Yeah, we talked about one of them.
And
yeah.
You know, and I'm like, because these are people that are serious, and that's why when I see a fucking douchebag like this that's going to fuck with me, I think. Listen, I've helped some, you know what I mean? I've done something to help many people. I do what I can to fucking help the scene. You know, a long time ago, we had another comic who's still around that was dissing me and shit. And another, Randy Singer from the Black Box comes out and says, this guy does more for fucking local comedy than you ever have. Why would you even be
of
fucking,
course.
You know, and I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I'm saying that there are other people that when I started were the same way that I said, you know what, here's people that these are the people I want to know. These are the people I want to like get in front of these. This is what it is about moving forward in your career.
We got a good buddy. All of us have a good friend named Nadeem who books Nadeem Awad, who's right. I think been on the podcast. We've all done shows with him. That guy does so much for the scene, books rooms, books right. shows, puts people on shows. And I tell him all the time, this is his only weakness. I tell him all the time. You're nice to guy. You're good to people who are shitting on you or who don't take it seriously. Or don't because the truth is I'm with you. Someone came up to me and said, "Hey, fuckface, what am I going to be on your show?" Which that's funny if you're making a funny joke, but right. if you're at all serious, that's not the way
and
to do it.
And even if it is, and recently at the World Series of Comedy, you know that they had one of these seminars with the bookers and people that run rooms, and they're like, "What are things you got to do when you want to get noticed?" Like. That happens. You can send 1,000 emails to a booker and you never hear back. And then some people lose their shit because they'll start writing in emails like, what's wrong, man? You don't like me? You know, I seen a booker one time shared this, the Comedy Zone book. They sent out some people that sent emails out. They're like, listen, I saw the guy you had opening at this one place and I'm so much funnier than him. How the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Basically, you're just saying that comic, the comedy booker has been doing it for fucking decades. Doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
You shit on the guy whose job it is to book that guy and that guy.
It's ignorance. And you know what? It's almost, it's like there, in philosophy, there's that saying, you don't know what you don't know. And you got to find that. So, you know, to this guy, John Jenkins, whatever the fuck his name is, two things. Number one, anytime, anywhere, motherfucker. I will put $1,000 up against your dollar. If you want to get in the ring, you want to do anything, fuck, if you want to go at paces with fucking pistolas, Okay, I don't care what you want to do. I don't care what your fucking challenge is.
Let's have a gunfight.
I don't care. I
would Aaron
need,
Burr.
Yeah, see, I would need. This is where I. No
thanks
offense,
for bringing back some
no
history.
Offense to you, but this is where I need Elgin because I give Elgin a look and he looks up things for me. But I'm fairly certain that might be illegal. Moving forward.
All right, maybe we'll have the gun.
I like to stir the
bolts.
Pot. I hear guns. Yeah. I'm like, ah. Yeah.
I don't challenge it, that kind of shit. I've been the kind of guy. I'll give you an example.
I would love to see you beat this guy up.
But that's the thing. I couldn't. The guy weighs like $120. It's like beating up a Special Olympics person. It's like, and that's what he knows. You know,
Dougie knows that. Dougie used to beat up. Dougie was a jerk before. He beat up some Special Olympics
kids. Fucking asshole. You want to fuck me? Bitch, you ain't never getting on my show next. Fuck, cocksucker.
I just know with me, like, as a new comic, I don't know, man, because I definitely have my character defects that could certainly come out.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's why the fuck we do this shit, man. Like, we're leaning into our character defects in front of an audience. Like, but sometimes it just takes everything to just not say anything, man. Like, it's kind of some golden rule bullshit, you know? Like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say
it.
And if you're going to say it, at least make it funny. You know, like, at least be funny about it. Like, I remember months ago, before I even knew you, I busted your balls a little bit with that meme I made where you're going in on Fossil.
Yeah.
And, like, I made the...
Oh, yeah, about the photo, about the show, like, who was headlining and stuff.
Yeah. And what was it? You were saying... He was saying it was ironic or something. You were saying it wasn't ironic.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put your face on Jules from Pulp Fiction. Like, say it's ironic one more time, motherfucker.
That was fucking
hilarious. I didn't even know him.
But that's what got respect because that was funny. That was... It didn't matter. Listen, you can say mean shit to me.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I got a thick skin. If it's stupid, unintelligible, and just like something that's hurtful and harmful and just trying to, I'm going to fucking push you, I'm going to knock you into fucking next week. Yeah. But if it's funny and making fun of me, I'll laugh my fucking ass off. Yeah. It was the funniest thing. And that was after you did that. I was watching this kid, you know what I mean? So it's just funny how, again, these people make these fucking decisions. And that's, listen, I've said this, it's always the decisions we make in life predicate our success. Right, it's all about, it all boils down to decisions. Think about every bad decision you made, and keep making decisions. So the first bad decision you made, my friend, was the only bad decision you made was to fuck with me.
Right,
right. And if that's great, you want, and then the last thing, if you have the nerve to fucking physically challenge me as you did on Facebook, you went on there and you said you're going to kick my ass by calling you a fuck boy. Listen to your fuck boy. You could do whatever you want. There's nothing. There's just no way in hell. All right, I'll let you, I'm going to give you this fucking challenge, okay, my friend? You can use a baseball bat. You want to get in the ring, you can have a fucking baseball bat, and I'll still take you down in fucking 30 seconds.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen, man. You're going to take the baseball bat from me and use the baseball bat.
No, I won't hit you with the baseball bat. I'll only hit you, the only thing I'll hit you with, and I'll still beat your ass, is my left shoulder. I will only punch you with my left shoulder.
You know how secure, like, I'm willing to get into a fight with someone, win or lose, but you know how secure you have to be to say on the air that I'll beat you up with a shoulder? But here's the thing. I know Dougie for quite a while now, and I would not pick a fight with Dougie.
I'll stand there with my hands behind my back and let you throw the first punch. I won't move. I'll just take it. I won't move. I won't duck. I'll let you do it. And then once I get done laughing, I may even give you a second shot. And that's that simple. So
how about one punch and 8 seconds, to 8 second head start after you don't go down?
No, because then if he runs, you know, all you do is get to hit me.
Well, I'm just trying to protect the guy from getting killed, Dougie.
Baseball bat. You can get a baseball bat and you can get in the ring with me. 2 minutes, 120 fucking seconds. That's all it takes. Baseball bat, 120 seconds.
You know how sure you have to be of yourself? Right? Like I have a joke about, like, where, like, you know, with your guys, so you size up other guys, you see them. So I was, like, at the gas station. I saw this guy pumping gas. I'm like, I could kick that guy's ass. Just for no reason. What the fuck am I doing? But I'm like, and then he turned around and he had a neck tattoo, and I was like, I'm out. Like, you know,
all of a sudden,
this,
right,
this, like, dude's got nothing to lose. Fuck that shit.
Like, if you're really,
a fucking teardrop from his eye.
That's what I'm saying. And I did. I really did that. And I called my wife. I go, what is wrong with me? I'm now, such a jerk. But any guy who's willing to go on Facebook, because forget how many people are listening now. This is on. It's on Facebook Live. Right? So it's like forever. So if, like, he really is making this challenge. So that's why I would never fight a guy that's willing to do this. I'd be like, yeah, Dan, I would get in a
now,
fight
now
with
let's
you.
Let's get something straight.
But we're going to.
Now, let's get something straight. I had 10 Muay Thai kickboxing matches. Okay. So when I was fighting, I weighed 215 pounds. I was squatting 500 pounds. You know what I mean? I was a tough fucking guy. But keep this in mind. I'm not saying this is a bad guy. Super heavyweight was 200 plus. All right. And every guy I fought was either 4 inches taller or 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah, I was just going to say you fought some.
I fought guys 6'3", 250, 290. I fought a guy who was 6'1", 300 pounds.
Fuck.
So when we're talking about being that may be the weight differential between me and this guy. All I'm saying to you is, dude, I don't care what your fight is. I don't care what it is. But when we're in a day and age, if you're gonna come out and you're gonna put yourself out there, first of all, you put yourself out there as a comic who's fucking better than everybody else, and you're not. Okay, there's too many other comics in the scene that deserve that respect, and then for you to come out and hate on me, all right, that's fine. I don't care if you say I saw your set and you sucked. I don't give a fuck. That's great. Whatever. I can care less what you think of my set. But when you fucking come out and you get on social media and you try to make a name for yourself by fucking tagging your hopeless fucking poser ass against me, then guess what, my friend? You fucked up.
It was the racist thing, too. Say the podcast sucks. I'm sure there are a ton of people who listen to this podcast who have come across and go, I hate this.
He kept
sure
saying you had 10 listeners. We had over 300 fucking views
first
already.
First off.
You can't count.
That's stupid because I know for a fact. I mean, look, that's stupid. But the point being, like
Jackie Sanchez just said, John Jenkins is thinner than her.
Well,
yeah, well.
All right, I got 50 on Jackie in 2 minutes, and she can use her left shoulder.
she can use both hands.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I just know as a new comic myself, like, it's, you think, oh, we're all comics. It's easy. We're just going to bust balls, you know. But there's a line you cross, and, like, to go against someone that has been around for a while and, like, can actually maybe help you along the line. And
well, that's the bit. See, that to me was the advice I'd given him. That was
just
the first part of it.
It just lacks a lot of social cues, man.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I'm finding out for myself, too, that, like, I need to have someone outside all this shit that I can dump this shit on. Like, if I'm stressed about shows, if I'm stressed about people, not another comic.
No.
Even. Not even someone I trust the most.
No.
Like, someone that's been my
friend. I see a lot of the younger comics getting together and talking. I'm
the risk is too high.
Yeah,
I talk to someone that's not in the scene about it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you, and listen, I've been pretty outspoken. I'm the kind of guy.
I do, too. I talk to somebody outside the scene. I talk to Perry Sack.
Yeah. I've been that kind of guy. Yeah, my father was the same way. My father used to say to me, you know, it's not like somebody's ever going to wake up with a knife in their back with your name on it.
Nope.
I'll tell a person to his face. One of these people I was talking about, one of these posers, I call him Moon Pie. You know, he said I was talking shit about him on Facebook. He says, this guy's talking shit. I go, hey, dumbass, talking shit's when you say something behind your back. What I said on Facebook was to your fucking face first.
Yeah.
I told this guy face he fucked up at the meatball room, this comic. He went off. He started dissing the crowd because he was bombing and eating a dick. And he was calling. There were old people. He was like, you're all going to die soon. You're all in the... And I was like, and the owner of the club looks at me, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
So I after the show, I said, dude, you can't do that. I gave him advice. I wasn't scolding him. I was just basically telling him, look, man, I hire you because I respect you as a comic, and I respect you because I'm trying to give you advice. You know, my stepdaughter used to say, you think I'm stupid, when I used to try to give advice as a stepdad. I go, listen, if I thought you were stupid, I wouldn't bother giving you advice.
Right, what's the point?
People you admire and people that you hold in a higher regard, you give them advice because you think they're going to take it. And even with this kid, John Jenkins, I gave him some advice. Listen, the first thing you don't want to do is come into a fucking comedy scene and start dissing veteran comics that are a part of the scene. Right? If you think you're making, like you said, this isn't prison where you're going to come and try to smack the biggest, baddest motherfucker in the face.
Yeah.
You know, just
like,
learn.
What do you have to gain by doing that shit? Like, I don't know, man. I just know for myself, like my girlfriend, I dump it all on.
If I'm
pissed off about something, I talk to her about it. And I might not even mean any of it. I'm just
course.
So fucking angry. I get pissed off. I got a
bad
temper.
Why you don't say things to people. Because first off, I go through this with I have an 11-year-old son. We go through this all the time. I tell him all the time. I go, almost nothing is worth getting angry about.
Right.
But the point is you don't. What do people say? Type the email, then delete it. You know how many times I type a tweet and then I delete it?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot better at that in the last few
years. Well, yeah.
I've learned that lesson myself.
Oh, man.
Because it's
there. Yeah, the documented shit. The things
there.
That are posted and there forever, you really got to be careful about.
So the point is someone's got it. Like, Dougie's trying to teach him. I started at 44 years old. I got my opening your mouth when you shouldn't open your mouth out of the way.
Right, you didn't have to learn that lesson.
Right, hey, here's a lesson. Don't shit on anybody in the scene who is out there trying to do something.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of open mic comedians that are not going to be on shows that are out there. By the way, I say 85%. You score a B for me if you're willing to get up and try and do that, expose right. yourself, right? But to talk shit about a guy, just look, go on someone's Facebook friends, go on your friends list just and say, every comedian in South Florida is friends with Dougie. So why am I going to go, what am I gaining from shitting on that guy?
I'll say this, because I always try to find something positive about somebody.
By the way, right? We've given it an hour of airtime.
Well, that's fine.
I know.
And listen, I'm running the fucking show, Danny, okay? I got this. All seriousness, like, you know, give the guy credit. Hey, the guy is energetic. He's really eager for what he wants to fucking accomplish. Hey, good for you, dude. But don't tread on me, motherfucker. You know what I mean? You want to try to go out and fuck around? Like you said, you better know who you're fucking with. All right? And that's it. That simple. Yep. You know, and here's the worst part about it. Like you said, and this, the last time something happened in the Florida comedy scene where I was involved, all right, people pick sides. People pick sides of the other person, and some people pick my side, right? And the people that pick the other person's side are wondering, why did I pick that side? Because that person's gone. They're not a comic anymore. And if people ask me, do you hold grudges? No, I'm not going to hold grudges. But like anything, if it's between hiring Dan and some fucking douchebag that wrote all kinds of shit, called me all kinds of names a couple years ago because he didn't like the way I made decisions, business decisions, well, guess what? The Aryan fuck over here is going to get
well,
out.
That's what people don't understand.
As is right.
That's what people don't.
As is right.
As is right. As or as how you Aryan, spelling right.
As a Aryan man, I get what's entitled
no, but,
to me.
It is funny that people, you go like, it's not holding a grudge if you don't book someone or you don't choose. Well, I've said to my son about, you know, he's getting into theater and these things now and they're auditioning it. And some of the parents are being a pain in the ass. Some of the kids are being real stuck at real right. snotty. And I said to my son, I go, hey, here's one of the things that you need to think about. Your teacher, who's paid to be your teacher during the day, but is going to stay and do a play with you guys and practice every day. And do this thing. When she's picking who she wants in the leads and do this thing, let's just say there's five people who are just as talented. Well, you're going to pick the person you want to spend every day after school with. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, be that person.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean kiss anybody's ass, but don't be a stuck-up asshole. Don't be a pain in the ass. Don't make it hard for people to want to work with you.
The greatest lesson anybody should ever learn that lesson from is when the Beatles kicked out George Best, who was a superior drummer to Ringo.
Way better.
But they brought in Ringo. Why? Because he fit the mold.
Yeah, Ringo was fun to be around.
He was the guy, and you know what? And you're right. It's like anything else. It's like comedy. When somebody wants to work with you, and somebody wants to bring you as their opener, you know, they want somebody who's funny, right? But they don't want somebody who's going to be a pain in the ass to hang out with, yeah. You know. And it's that simple. And you're right. The least path of resistance. You know, you never listen. It's one if you want to make it in this business. It's hard enough to be funny enough. It's hard enough to have the work ethic. It's hard enough to get noticed. It's hard. There's all these fucking things that you're hoping that you're going to crack the fucking thing and get through. Right. The least thing you want to do is cause your own fucking drama.
It's the absolute only thing that you can control 100%.
Yeah.
You might be the funniest person, but if I'm booking the room that you want to be at, the only thing you control is me liking you.
Now, I can tell you this. I book people that I personally don't like. It's not a kill-all.
No.
Because they're talented. I'm not going to let my personal feelings get in the way. If I don't like the person, I just don't like the person. But I'm still going to book them because my concern is the show.
Right, but if there's two that are going to bring the same crowd and bring the same laughs, and one of them I can spend 2 days going from the East Coast to the West Coast with, that's who you're picking every time.
Well, of course. You're going to, you know, like, yeah, you're right. But if somebody is like this funny and this person's this funny and this guy's a douchebag and this guy's, look, I got to give it to the funnier person.
Oh, no, of course.
You know
what
I mean?
That.
And you know, but I'm just, you're right. So the point is, the biggest
but
point,
he's at the level where there's 50 of.
Well,
so am I.
There's thousands at his level.
Okay.
And you know what? And here's the thing. The problem as a veteran comic, like anything in any profession, when these people start out and they got this fucking attitude, you know, like they're just the best fucking person in the world. You're like, it doesn't get you anywhere. It's like, you know, you can say whatever you want about the person, but it's going against you. Confidence is fucking great, right? Confidence is fantastic. You know, I believe in that. And all this kind of stuff. But you got
use it on stage. No,
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like,
of course,
I just look at like my time on stage is like that's my opportunity to be the prick I've always wanted to be.
By the way, another young comic, Victor Pedroff, who's at the you see him out there, the Funky Buddha, the robot. He goes, I just searched the guy up. Who the fuck is this guy? I'm 5 months new, and even I don't know who he is. To make enemies in this industry, the guy shouldn't try to fight big titans. Well, thank you. I don't know if that's a fat guy joke.
Either thank you or fuck you.
Yeah,
one of the two.
Big fucking titan. That's what I call my dick.
I know. Right?
That's a little funny for Victor. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. This Victor might have a statement.
That's a little clever.
Victor, who wrote that for
you?
Who wrote that?
You got a ghostwriter? You got a ghostwriter on your tweets?
But you know what? Listen, you get it. You get it. And by the way, if anybody's
great
watching
about
this
video,
anybody's watching this podcast, if you want to go to the guy's page and add your 2 cents to his fucking post about the podcast, let him know how you think about the podcast. And,
I blocked him.
Sure. There was you blocked him. There's a couple people that unfriended him already that told me, look, who's they had people call me in the last few hours, like, who is this guy? Is this real? They thought it was a made up, because that's happened in the past. And so where people had these fake fights to try to get some, you know. Ugh. And I said, no, the guy, I don't know who the fucking guy is. He came out, called me racist, made fun of him. I'm like, fuck him, you know. And so the guy's, well, I unfriended him. Like, what the fuck is this douchebag? So anyway. That's about enough,
John.
This fucking guy
and Dougie.
Well, that's it's more like.
Oh, let's say Dougie's.
This is John.
Yeah, but you don't have a. But he doesn't have a sword.
Well, he's gonna have a bat.
Oh,
so
that's
if you
right.
want to take me up on that, my friend, you get the bat. We get in a ring. 2 minutes, 120 seconds.
I'm taking all the bets. The vig is 25 cents per bet.
And here's the thing: you got the bat. I may let you hit me with it once, just so I have justification for fucking making you twitch for the next fucking 30 years. That's what I take enjoyment with. There's people I've been in the fucking ring with. There's people that don't walk right anymore because they one guy, and this is like the Colin McGregor fight when he mouthed off and talking shit to that guy, Cullip. You know, there was a guy that was fucking with me at the weigh-in, talking shit, you know, like he showed up at our school one time and brought some people and they're all like saying shit. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was always like, whatever. And then, you know, this guy took a fucking beating from me. You won't even know. Like, I was this guy to this day. He's fucking not walking right. And you know what? I love it. I don't give a fuck if you think I'm a mean cocksucker. That's who it is. That's who I am. Listen, I fight for good. I fight for reality. I fight for truth and justice. I'm fucking Superman, bitch. And I'll tell you this right now. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I don't like ugliness. I don't like people who are full of shit.
Hey, where's the guy
like
with
poses?
The American flag waving behind Dougie right now?
I'm American.
What the production staff, the research staff is really, we're going to have to hire new staff.
I just don't like ignorance, man. I don't have tolerance for fucking idiotic shit. And you know what? And, you know, if he wants to make it right, say I'm sorry.
Yep.
I was just fucking with you. It's over. Do whatever you want. If not, step up to the fucking plate, poser.
I agree. By the way, I agree. Say you're sorry, and everybody's done. You don't even have to make a big deal about it. Just say, hey, man, I was wrong. I should have done that.
And then next time I see you on stage, I'll rate your comedy. I'll judge you as your comedy.
Exactly.
I won't hold any of that shit because you're man enough to face up the fact that you just fucking dropped the ball here. But you know what? I don't think he's going to do it.
No.
I don't think he has the character to do it. And you know what? Here's the thing. He keeps saying how he's making this pot. Listen, dude. There's nothing on this earth that you could do to help me. There's nothing. So you know where we stand, which also, understand this, if we ever run into each other face to face, I consider you a fucking mortal enemy. I'm going to let you know this. I consider you a combatant. So if you make, don't come up to me with some fucking smirky look, because if you come up to me and try to be smart with me, you're going to get bitch slapped in the fucking November.
Right. That's a pop. You don't get in someone's face.
I don't have time. I don't know if you have a gun on you. I don't know if you have a fucking knife. If you fucking see me somewhere, keep your fucking ground or make your apologies.
Keep your distance and say sorry.
Keep your fucking distance. Do what you need to do. But understand this. At this moment, you're my nemesis. Right now, you're nothing but a fuck boy who started shit with me. And now guess what? When you step up to the fucking plate with me, then you better be ready to fucking play the game. And I don't care if you weigh 130 fucking pounds, motherfucker, because what I'll do is I'll bitch slap you with my... I told you, I'll bitch slap you with my fat titty, motherfucker. I will sit there and place your face against my titties and fucking beat your ass with my big fat titties.
Which one?
Both of them. Okay. I'm going to use both of them.
Myself with your face.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
one means. One shoulder, but two titties. That's fair. because you don't get a lot of movement from
Eric.
The titties.
Well, Eric, my buddy Eric says Titan is a compliment. I know it is. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, but big Titan,
a big Titan,
a big Titan.
He
could
might
have
as well
been
say
a
big fat fuck Titan.
Right? Yeah, you a fat Titan?
You a fat motherfucking Titan, bitch? Anyway, enough of this fucking clown. But do me a favor, go on his Facebook page. And you know, if you're my friend, I'm not telling you what to do, but unfriend the guy. Let him learn a lesson. Let him stand alone in his stupid decisions. I really think people that make bad decisions need to really find out where those decisions put them. That's all I'm saying.
Something happened with my wife with the car that we just bought. And I don't want to make a big deal about it right now because I'm still looking into it. But she's nice. And people, you're right. Because people don't want to make waves. My wife's like, I don't want to make it.
Right, right.
And I said, no, fuck that.
Right.
You make the decision to act how you're going to act. That's, you deal with the consequences. That's it.
Well, one way or the other, and here's why I do it. Because if I don't do something, this guy's going to make the mistake again. And he's going to make the mistake again.
Right.
And, you know, I think he's got a kid or something. You need to take care of that family. You need to be the best fucking person you're going to be. So whether you learn it now or somewhere down the road.
I agree.
This is a good time to learn it. You fucked up. And you need to conduct yourself in a more professional manner. And you know what? If you're a funny motherfucker, keep working. Get your shit straight. Get fucking out there. And you may be the next fucking Dave Chappelle. I don't fucking know. Right? I have no idea. In 5 years, you may be bigger than me. Congratulato, motherfucker. That's good for you. Don't hurt. Doesn't affect my life. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck where you go in life. Just when you're on this, when you're at this current stage and you're at this current moment, pick who the, you better understand who you're fucking with.
Yeah.
That's simple. Understand who the fuck you are. Anyway, it's time.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world to make fun of them. And we have the loudest typewriter and only typewriter.
I was just going to say, the world's last typewriter. You didn't know what that sound is, right? I mean, you're almost young enough to have not even known it.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a high school band performance. And during the skit, they acted out a shooting of police officers during the halftime.
Oh, my God.
Now, this occurred in a city where two police officers were shot dead. And now the school is catching all kinds of band performed skit about shooting police during halftime of football game. Sometime it says here that the game happened in Mississippi on Friday night and saw Forest Hill School face their rivals from Brookhaven. The move would be controversial at any game, but it's even more shocking as two Brookhaven police officers were killed in the line of duty in the last week.
In the last week?
Yep. Wow. The Brookhaven School District fully supports our local law enforcement. The halftime show performed by the visiting band during last night's game.
Oh, visiting band.
Oh, that's by the visiting band.
Was an unfortunate issue that our district had no prior knowledge and does not condone. Our main focus remains and always the safety of our students and athletes. We appreciate our community's support. Yada, yada, yada.
I love this form letters, though. I mean, it is moronic, but that letter's stupid.
That band director's got some balls, man.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Talk about
well, did you see
his name is John Jenkins.
I don't know if you saw the thing. I was on Twitter or Facebook where this school teacher, I think it was from Washington or that part of the country, where she said, who's going to take the charge and put a bullet and kill Kavanaugh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a school teacher. And it was kind of funny because she had these big, thick eyebrows. And I said, somebody tell that girl to give Groucho Marx his fucking eyebrows
exactly.
back. She had pink hair and shit. So, and this, I found out today, she got suspended. She should have got fucking fired.
Suspended?
Here's a person that's teaching middle school kids. And she's going to go out there and she says it was a joke. It was just funny. But, you know, funny, you know, again, people haven't learned it yet about, you know, when, you know, it's like, again, you know, the left is catching heat, the politicians, the one lady from Hawaii, because she said, I'll go out there and confront, just like Maxine Waters did, go out and, you know, physically get in front of these people that support, you know, Trump and the right and stuff like that.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
It is insanity. It is absolute insanity. You can't, if someone came, if there was a group of people standing outside a restaurant because they didn't like something I said and they were confronting me.
Right.
I mean, you want to talk about a stand your ground. If I'm a person, I don't carry
well, how would
a gun.
You do?
But
what would you do? Like, what if, let's just say for some reason somebody didn't like what you thought about something and a bunch, here's the funny part. This is, I find this comical. These fucking clowns that are going, shame, shame, from fucking Game of Thrones. Really? Can you be a little original? You got a copy of fucking HBO fucking miniseries over shame.
Wait, your quote, by the way, a miniseries where everybody fucks everybody's brother and sister and parents and like.
I mean, everything's a fucking meme now, man.
Like, I know, but it is amazing. You're talking about, so it's very liberal people who are against the gun laws and against everything, yet they are using physical threats and physical violence against me. This is adults. I worked in elementary schools.
Did you watch the activity of these people when Kavanaugh got and they were trying to open the door and they were banging on the door? How about that one
Why
skank?
Were they not?
How about that one skank who was sitting there dancing in front of that veteran guy who just held up a sign during the protest, and she was dancing in front of him, and she smacked the sign out of his hand?
Why are these people not being arrested?
Well, they got arrested. She got arrested. A lot of people, and they should.
Then what? The problem is those charges always get dropped because prosecutors are afraid to do anything to people.
By the way, I just want to point this out. My buddy Hiram says, I consider it a privilege to be, I would consider it a privilege to be titty slapped by you, Dougie. Thank you.
That's fun. I did it. I had it done. That was the initiation to get on the show.
That's what happens when you have to be a co-host.
You
got
to
get titty slapped.
You don't
slapped.
Have to do it for a guest hosting, but if you come on a few more times,
well,
you're titty
forward
slapped.
To it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice.
Exactly.
The left one. That's why I asked, because the left one,
as long as it's
better.
The left one. Yeah, I don't want that right
way
one.
You know, and here's the thing. Somebody, this is
that one's, by the way, these are not, this is not, we have not started with a funny story. That's sick that a band director would do that.
They
it's
did
sick.
It. They acted out people shooting cops
it's
dead
sick.
On the middle of a high school fucking field.
Dude, if you bit your grilled cheese sandwich in school into the shape of a gun and pointed at a kid, you'd be suspended.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not making a joke about that because that happened.
People are saying the students should be kicked out of school or off the band because they brought weapons, even though they're fake weapons.
The band director
can't bring a pellet gun or a BB gun to school, you'd be expelled.
They don't even do those marching bands, by the way, in schools. Don't even do the people with the flips and with the thing. They used to, when I was in school, they had wood guns that they would spin and flip. They don't do that anymore.
No. Yeah.
Color guard and all
color
that.
Guard.
Yeah, that's what. But that band director really
should be fired.
Should be
anybody,
fired.
Anybody who signed off on that has no judgment, has no, they are not, they are not living, listen, there's school shootings.
I don't see how he could. Man or woman, I don't see how he could possibly think that was going to end favorably. Like,
well,
it sounded to me like you wanted to get fired.
You had to. This is where we never get to get inside the mind of people, and I just want to go, like,
question him. What were you thinking?
What?
Was he just thinking Sean King was going to come down from Black Lives Matter? Oh, my God, thank you for
what on
let's champion
earth
this man.
Are you thinking?
The other thing was, could you imagine if this was the plan B? Can you imagine if there was something, oh, we can't do that, but let's do this? You know what I'm saying?
What can't you do if you can do that?
Now, let's keep it, because somebody called me racist. Let's keep the scales even. Some moron. I can't remember where I was.
How would this
story
be racist? I don't
know.
This
is
a black school.
No, I'm just
or
saying. I don't want somebody to go, well, you're just pointing out, it's black school. Well, you know, Black Lives Matter, killing cops. I get it. So, but it, in the same thing of idiotic, stupid moves, some moron, a white family, thought it, one of their Halloween decorations was a black man hanging from a tree outside their house.
Just fucking.
What the fucking. Like,
hey, when your house gets burned down, fuck you. Good job, dummy.
I have no sympathy.
No sympathy at all.
Guess what? You put it out there, the recourse, it's justified.
I hate all the, you know, like, not cliches, but like the sayings.
Right.
And stuff. But you make your own bed.
Yeah. You did. I have no. Listen, that's idiotic. Like these people that are dropping the N-word. This woman called the Southwest Airlines the N-word. Like, I don't get, people are just fucking retarded. And again, these are decisions. You know, again, there needs to be a thinning of the herd.
Oh,
there's too many people on this fucking earth. So let's get rid of these people. Let's get rid of the poser fuckboys. Let's get rid of the fucking race, the outgoing racist people that are just clearly fucking, you know what I mean? And let's just get rid of these people. Just need to go into the Roach Motel and never come back. That's it. So, again, this
That's
guy should
horrible.
Be fired.
Oh.
The lady who said that about Kavanaugh, somebody should shoot him. She should be fired.
Of course. You can't tell.
How could you work at a fucking school and condone violence, the killing of a fucking Supreme Court justice?
My son's in middle school. If he came home and told me the teacher said that, I'd be sitting in the school having a real serious conversation.
By the way, Noam Manor says, fellow local comic here in South Florida, I want a recording of Danny saying, good job, dummy. And play whenever it's needed.
Oh, yeah. Good job, dummy. This is my favorite thing to say.
Yeah?
It is. I say it all the time. Whenever I see this story, good job, dummy.
Yeah. But on the subject of the thing before, it's like I'm torn whenever it comes to things like this, because on the one side, it's like, yeah, like you kind of want to control the chaos a little bit. You don't want people to have the freedom to do shit that's going to outwardly hurt people. But also, you want to know who these people
are.
Oh,
I am not. I've said it a million times. I want all. Don't block the Nazis from Facebook.
Exactly.
Leave them on. I want to know who they are.
You got to, because the culture is going to sort that shit out anyway. I really think that.
And why would you not? First off, if you don't want to see it, you block. I block people all the time. People say, "Oh, you take off people's comments on Facebook." I go, "Yeah, because I'm not interested in what you say, right?" And if it's too much, then you go away. But I want to know.
You want to know who's got the fucked up shit to say.
I
want to
know who I'm dealing with all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. By the way, our friend John Jenkins posts all kinds of shit on Facebook. You know, tagging me on it. So let's do something, everybody. Now that he keeps going after me,
go after him. Oh, still going.
Go after
now.
Him. If you support me, go after this fucking douche. And I think he said something. I didn't even read it, but he said something about let's call it quits or whatever. I don't know. But then he kept going on. So, any rate,
it's very simple. You call it quits when you realize you did something. Hey, when I do something wrong, I go, "Hey, I'm sorry. Should have done it. That wasn't nice."
Hey, by the way, Larry, last word. I hate people that got to get in the last word. If you wanted to, just shut the fuck up. Move on. Go on in your life. Move on. Just realize you went down the wrong fucking block, and you turn around and you go the other way. That's what you do when you fuck up.
Yep.
You got time. Nothing happened. Nothing really bad happened. It's time to turn around and take your dumb ass the other way.
Or he can get on his podcast in his studio that he has set up and talk about it too.
Exactly. Go open your own podcast and do what you can and be that beacon. In the meantime, you done fucked up. And let's say, again, I'm not telling you people in South Florida comedy scene what to do, but let this person know they fucked up. And it's that fucking simple.
Douchebag.
Anyway, all right, our next story, don't microwave urine samples. Florida convenience store owner asked the customers.
Oh, my God.
Again, here we go. This is something, like, you know, I was amazed. I remember back when I had season tickets for the Miami Heat. Yeah, I like watching people play basketball. Miami Heat, they still had to make the announcement, you know, please stand up and take off your hats for the national anthem. I always thought to myself, you actually got to tell people to take off their fucking hats. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay.
By the way, this was when people actually did it all the time. Yeah. You know, this is...
To be fair, you have to tell people to silence their phones in a movie theater.
People
just do need dumb reminders sometimes.
And you know what? And the funny thing is, I was at a show recently where the announcement was, please turn off your cell phones, this and that, and two people's phone rang.
There's always at least one fucking
right?
Asshole.
I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know,
although I was at a show last week where the phone that was ringing was one of the comics, and it was... We were on the other side of the room just bullshitting while someone was on stage, and the comic had to run literally across the entire place. It was pretty
funny. Was our show.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't. It wasn't her phone.
Oh, it wasn't her phone?
It was somebody else's phone.
Right.
She thought it was her phone.
Oh, that's right. But she did haul ass.
And by the way, Danny, what was that comedy venue that I booked?
The
iHeart Performance Theater.
iHeart Performance Theater. Oh, yeah, the major iHeart, major theater where... Five, six radio stations.
iHeart Radio, Bremen Motor Car sponsors it. You know?
Shit. I so did the opposite of what this guy did. I went and just watched Dougie and them perform.
He showed up, supported the show.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Yeah, it's little stuff like that, man. Because I know for myself, like, I'm not always the most friendly guy in the world, and I'm not always great at networking, but I try to just shut the fuck up
and
show support.
Well, that's fine.
Like,
you don't have to be.
If the least I could do is not say a cunty thing.
That's it.
You know,
right.
And just show up to a couple shows I'm not booked on and show support.
And by the way, at the World Series of Comedy, that was what the comedy club, the bookers were saying. You know, if you really want to get on our radar, come and support the club. Don't come up and ask me for a guest spot. Just show up and watch the show. Just come out. Watch the comics. Watch how they act. Watch how they react. Watch how their personality is. Right? Watch the things you do. Learn that way.
I go out. I'm 3 years in now, and I'm doing some shows, and I do some corporate stuff, and I do my own stuff. I go out and watch open mics all the time.
Yeah.
So that, why? Because if I want a venue or if I want a place to do, I want the people who run the places to know, hey, this guy's out. He's supporting my place.
Right.
Go buy a glass of wine. You know.
And listen, that's important too. By the way, you know what you don't want to do is go to an open mic and then write a bad Yelp review of the place.
Right.
A comic had done that in the past. I'm not going to bring up the poor schmuck's name.
But just as bad, you don't shit on the place when you're on stage. I feel like this is comedy class, but wear long pants.
Yeah, Sean, I wore shorts on stage one time. Sean Mullins, it was so exhilarating.
I love. Like, I know, right? You feel
it
like
felt so good.
Sean Mullins, who's a real young kid, yeah. comic, great kid. But he said to me one day, he goes, "Hey, you know, like," and I said, "Look, I'm not really at a stage in my career where I can give you much advice." I said, "Write, you know, keep writing, put everything down on paper, but don't fuck. Put on some fucking pants."
Here, by the way, our friend John Jenkins posted this about a few minutes ago. He goes, "This nigga blocked me after I said he was weirdly racist." He didn't say, you didn't call me weirdly racist, motherfucker. You called me
and
racist.
What, by the way, what,
and I don't keep embellishing your shit to try. Be a man and stand up to your fucking words. Don't be a pussy. Don't be a fuckboy pussy now and change your fucking words, okay? On his podcast and then jump my status talking mad shit. I don't like fake people like this. He's talking about I can't wait till 24 hours so I can block you again, which I'm going to. But that's what females do. No, I don't know if you know what females do, right? But they definitely don't put up with shit like this. Insulted you, boy, you can't take bad. You can't talk about bad about Obama. Oh, so you want to ruin your comedy career over Obama? Good move, my friend.
Yeah, because Obama cares
about
you.
Yeah, like he gives
you.
A fuck about your ass. If he did, he would have fucking found you a job.
Wait, what is a comic is saying you can't talk bad about Obama, so that's where we are?
Yeah, he could talk bad about me, but he doesn't want me to talk bad about Obama, which I didn't. I pointed out something Obama did.
By the way, yeah, bullshit, I'll talk bad about Mother Teresa if I want to. I am a fucking comedian. I will say whatever I want on stage. If you don't like it, go home.
This was the last. Dougie Almeida, if you can tell me how I disrespected you, I'll call it quits. I already spent the whole time talking about it. You
he's listening.
Show, you called me racist. There you go. Till then, you're racist. You racist. And Obama was the nigga I'd have fucking how much he
That's
spent
nice. That's good.
With his wife. They deserve it. I hope the dog was them on vacation. He should have called me. Dude, you're incoherent, brother. You need to fucking take an English class. Any rate.
But how? But also, by the way, ignorance is not an attractive quality. By the way, also to club owners, just so you know, when they can't understand what you say or write or... Because they look, by the way, club owners look at your Facebook post. They look at who your friends are. Oh, yeah. They look at what you're doing.
Oh, classic. You know, and you know what? Funny thing was I already had a booker message me from this before I came home from work. And he goes, and he just said, it's unbelievable, these new comics today. And I said, you know, and I told him, I said, well, remember the fucking guy's name. It's that simple. So, and again, I didn't do this. I didn't dig that fucking hole, bitch. You did. And you keep tagging me on shit, you know. He keeps tagging me on stuff. Let's FaceTime. Yeah, like that's what I want to do. I want to
Fred,
FaceTime
let's
with you.
Give you more. Yeah. Pub.
I like margaritas. Do you like margaritas, Dougie Almeida? No, I'm only a fucking pussy would drink margaritas. Dougie, I want to help.
I love margaritas.
I want help.
I go out every Friday.
Want to help me on my resume.
Margaritas. I want to suck them down, the fruity ones, too.
Name one thing you've done for the community with all these shows you're doing.
Okay, right here. Here. I'm sitting right here. First off, I'm on Dougie's podcast. I've been on shows with Dougie.
Yeah.
I've even done shows with Dougie.
Here's another thing. How about the fact that I ran a weekly show at Tavolino's for 4 years?
Right.
Weekly show.
Nobody runs weekly shows that are not open mics.
Do the math. How many shows is that over 4 years every week?
That's a lot.
It's over 200 some
shows.
Right? Yeah. Work, giving people work, getting paid, bringing comics like Rich Voss, Kim Florentine, Jimmy Schubert, you know?
Elgin doesn't try and outdo me.
You're supposed to be the good.
Elgin doesn't outdo me with math. You're done. You're done here.
All right.
Yeah. It's just, I
ignorant. Ignorant, dude. You're ignorant. Stop while you're fucking ahead. Buddy?
I've said
stop while you're ahead. Do me, and again, you fucking comics out there, just unfriend this douche and let him know where he's at.
But also, listen, can I tell you something? Just what
Dougie
he wrote
Almeida,
in the text.
You still got a flip phone? No, but bitch, it's a fucking, it's an iPhone 8 Plus, right? And I'm sitting in my $500,000 home and a half acre. Don't compare your fucking, what are you living in, a shoebox, bitch?
Can you ask him how many minutes?
You got your EBT card, motherfucker.
Can you ask him how many minutes he does? Because that's
no. He listen. I've already heard. He's got an attitude. He does all hacky fucking, you know, off the cuff fucking, you know, crowd work shit.
Oh, that's not. I hate to inform people.
Dougie, you like you eat a lot of Applebee's.
What?
No, I don't. I don't eat Applebee's.
Wait.
I eat at Ruth Chris
hold
Steakhouse.
On.
I read it.
Hold on.
Hold on a second. I eat at New York. New York Prime Steakhouse.
What's happening
Morton
here
Steakhouse.
Is he is making
he
white jokes.
Yeah, he's
he's making white trash jokes, but you can't make fun of Obama.
Yeah. It's funny how he's got my name all over his page now.
I know. He's also just promoted the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So all his
what's
friends
worse,
can
calling
see
a black guy the N-word or assuming a white guy eats at Applebee's?
I don't know
what's more offensive.
I think it's way more racist to assume that a white guy
eats Applebee's. Dougie Almeida, have you ever been out in the hood? First podcast idea, you driving through a real Obama voting neighborhood. And, dude, I was a repo man when I was in college. So let me just give you this story. I was a repo man to make extra money in college. And I don't know if you know what that is, but I'm sure you've had something repossessed because you probably don't have the character to fucking make a payment. But
see, now that, by the way, that, John Jenkins, is a joke, and that is funny.
It's funny. He doesn't
That's comedy.
And as a repo man, I've been attacked when I tried to, you know, so I've been in the fucking hood, brother. All right? I've been in the hood.
Cracker, give me my call back.
And listen, ain't no hood in the world that scares me, motherfucker. I come armed and dangerous. And I've had shit. I've been shot, motherfucker. I've had a gun to my head on three fucking occasions.
Nadim, he goes, dude, who are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Johnny Jenkins.
And again, keep talking
shit. The
greatest
comedian in South Florida.
Yeah.
By the way, I hate to break it to you, but getting on stage and just doing 10 minutes of crowd work.
No, dude.
Isn't being a comedian.
Yeah, it's a joke.
You got to write material. All right,
let's move on.
All right, another story.
All right, our last story. Let's see what happens here, actually. Let's be a little critical here about what I'm going to do. Oh, this was a funny story. Passengers refunded money after a Royal Caribbean cruise turns into a three-day burlesque party at sea.
Returned money, or I thought they like, maybe they got charged.
This was a family cruise.
More.
This was a family cruise. People went on a cruise. And all of a sudden, it turned into a big fuck party. Not everyone would willingly choose to go on a cruise. Some may not be up for the being stuck on a boat in the middle of the fucking sea. I don't like cruises because I don't want to catch that 24-hour diarrhea.
Or the HPV that they just were advertising in that commercial.
insist on grabbing all the crab legs they want. But however you feel about cruises, families on the Royal Caribbean ship Voyager of the Seas got more than they bargained for when their vacation was reportedly taken over by out-of-control drunk parties. Royal Caribbean has funded passengers after their ship was seized, not by pirates, but rowdy crowd and a group of people that reportedly invited burlesque dancers to join them on a three-night trip. The 1,300 men in the group were worked for a conference for their India-based firm Kalma Passand.
We're going to party on the boat We're going to see titties for hours.
That's right. We're going to get fun and frolic with the titties.
When they don't send the bobs, you go to the bobs.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. The company produces Gutka. What's Gutka?
I don't know.
G-U-T-K-A, a blend of crushed areca nut, tobacco, cachuca, and other ingredients that apparently give you more buzz than smoking or chewing tobacco.
Oh, I figure they're a bunch of stoners. They're a bunch of old stoners.
Passengers complained about the burlesque dancers, allegedly in Playboy bunny outfits, that were invited. Actually, the wives of the husbands
right.
complained.
So this is great. These guys booked a conference on a cruise and then brought their whores with them.
Yeah.
Or female entertainers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost 2019, Christ. Danny. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Don't you know the difference between a whore and a fucking female acquaintance?
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, whores are cheaper.
Exactly. All right, our last story today. Mail carrier leaves mail on the side of New Jersey Road and then quits.
That is great.
I mean, first of all, to work at a post office. I remember when I was young, my mother and father used to tell my brothers, get a job at the post
federal
office.
Job.
There's a pension, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, federal
and
job.
This and that. You know, they didn't talk about going postal and shooting somebody. Mail carrier leaves mail on side of the New Jersey Road and quits his job. It says here that a U.S. Postal Service worker abandoned bins of mail on the side of the road in South New Jersey before quitting, authorities said. An image of the dump deliveries has gone viral. The piles of trash mail date back to August 8th, but were discovered Sunday in Pensacon, New Jersey.
That sounds like some South Jersey shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North Jersey guy would have just taken what he wanted out of the mail,
right.
Kept it in the truck.
Right. So this is great because how many people you think that live in those zip codes that he delivered to were like, hey, man, you can't cut my credit cards off. I never got my bill. Yeah.
The officer was able to track down the employee who dumped the mail, but learned the person resigned from their job on September 8th. The employee was not identified and the motive was not immediately known other than he's just a lazy fuck.
Just good.
Isn't that a crime though? Isn't like mail a federal thing? Like
stealing the mail is a federal offense.
Right, you can't take someone's mail. You can go to jail for it.
Well, yeah, he technically didn't take it. He left it. I mean, I don't want to be an attorney here. I mean, I'm not going to be. Yeah. I think honestly for everybody. I mean,
he
am
didn't
I right?
Steal. He just abandoned.
He didn't steal it. He just left it. That's, right. If he took it home with him, that's
every
stealing.
Once in a while, I'll see someone's post on Facebook and I'll type in, "You won Facebook today. Everybody else try tomorrow." That was it. You just won the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
That was great.
And that's it. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Danny the Jew for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank
and,
you
of course,
me.
Special guest co-host today, Danny Casso.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, right? Hey, and, you know, welcome. Thanks for doing it. Welcome to the Florida comedy scene.
Thanks, bud.
Right? And anytime you need help, don't ask me.
Call Perry Sack.
Yeah, call John Jenkins and ask him for his advice. But, yeah, man, welcome to the team and welcome to the show. I don't have any shows this week. I'm happy. I might go by I might go out to Miami. Over the next couple nights, just to have a little fun. And if not, next week I'm going to be at the Comedy Cabana in Myrtle Beach on Tuesday through Saturday, opening for Richie Minervini, very funny comic. The weekend after that, I'm going to be at Zany's in Chicago at Rosemont, Thursday through Sunday, Saturday, opening for Eric Griffin.
Nice.
Very funny comic. And then I'm going to be in Atlantis at the Atlantis. I'm such a shitty comic. I get the shitty gigs. I'm going to be performing at Joker's Wild Comedy Club at Atlantis in Paradise Island at the Atlantis Casino and Resort for 2 weeks, 28th or whatever, 27th, whatever it is, of October through the 11th.
All the
November.
Shitty comics get 2 weeks.
That's right. That's what happens. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to Podbean for our archive site. Check everything out. Become a patron listener and donate. Danny?
DannyDidJew.com, all new DannyDidJew.com.
There you go.
We got Dan Casso, Dan_Casso, CASO on Instagram. I'm way funnier on that shit than I am on stage. I got the Elizabeth Ave Station show in West Palm Beach at Elizabeth Ave Station on the 19th of October. And the next thing I've booked as off the top of my head is I'm doing Dr. Lepley's drag show at Propaganda in Lake Worth on November 17th.
Nice.
And I don't know what kind of girl I'm going to be.
Well, you know what? It's so funny. We got to go, but she asked me. I'm going to be out of town. I was going to do that show with you guys. That's fun.
Oh, thank God you're not. You and drag, dude. There you go. Anyway, guys, thanks for checking us out. We'll be back next week. I am going out of town. I'm probably going to have one show next week on Monday because I'll be driving out to South Carolina early Tuesday morning. But other than that, take care, guys, and we'll be back here next week at the same spot. See you then.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery night. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door to the world. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.